This is Coffee with Timmy.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you? How have you been? So, this year I've been looking at different aspects of relationships. And recently some things happened that turned my mind to the difficulty we seem to experience, our seemingly inability to be naked with one another. No, I'm not talking about nudity. Being naked isn't just about nudity, it's about vulnerability. It's about stripping away the layers that we use to protect ourselves. It's about letting others or someone see the real us. Yes, what I find that most of us struggle with being truly open, letting people in, revealing our fears, our weaknesses, and truths. Oh, wow. It's kind of scary, right? A while ago, I wrote a short blog about four men who have been or are still part of my life. Each of them played a significant role. Yet I find that I can't be, or I won't allow myself to be, vulnerable with all of them. And I wonder, why is that? You can listen or read the blog on my website. Is there someone in your life with whom you can be naked and unashamed? And I wonder, do we all need this kind of relationship? Or is vulnerability something that happens only in romantic relationship? You'll be surprised how many couples can't fully be open with each other. And this includes being nude. I mean, being physically nude. But that's for another day. So, if you can't be physically naked with your spouse, how can you be open emotionally? When I spoke to Danny, that's the single dad I interviewed earlier this year, he spoke about how men need to speak honestly to each other. If the truth was out about what each one was going through, it might reduce some unnecessary stress. And I agree fully with him. Society often pressures men to appear strong and in control, and this just makes it harder for them to express emotion. This even to their partners or friends. And this starts right from an early age when we tell boys, boys don't cry, chin up, you know, be strong, take it in, keep it in, whatever it is that we say to them. Anyway, women on the other end, we tend to share more freely. Many of us have that inner circle, our circle within our circle of friends, between the circle of friends, our besties. Those are the ones that we trust with our rawest, our deepest emotions. I truly believe we all need at least one person in our lives with whom we can be completely honest. Someone we can lean on, someone we can share our thoughts with, who can be our sounding board, who we can be silly with without fear, who can be brutally honest with us when necessary. Someone who know and accept us as we are, warts and all. No mask, no filters. I don't think we are meant to do life alone. Living is not always on a firm ground. Adulting has valleys and mountains. There are moments so dark in our lives that we call them wilderness. We say we're going through the wilderness experience. When I've gone through my darkest moments, times when I felt like giving up, or even when I'd given up because I was tired of being tired, and it was like, that's it, I'm done. It wasn't my own strength that put me through, because I didn't have any left. It was people. And when I say people, you don't need more than one or two. Because, I mean, if you have three, four people you have been totally honest with, that's sort of like a crowd. So you need friends. There were friends there who were there for me, who let me be open, who allowed me to be messy. And yo, I can be messy. They didn't judge, but listened, comforted, dusted me up, propped and lifted me up when I just couldn't stand on my own. So, who is your personal person? Look at your friends. Is there anyone who qualify? If you have one, just one, you are truly blessed. If you don't have one yet, how are you going to start building that kind of trust? And you must also be, it must be reciprocal, you know. You can't trust, you shouldn't, I won't say you can't. You really shouldn't trust someone with your deepest and darkest self if they're not reciprocating. Because something, that relationship is not balanced then. But the thing is, bottom line, we all need a safe place to be naked and unashamed. I'll see you next time. Subscribe. Bye for now.